Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We'll with tonight's guest, Chairman and CEO of BioLargo, Dennis P. Calvert.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Mark Gasparo. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Yeah, I feel like saying woohoo. that's exciting, and actually the show's exciting. We have a businessman with a purpose in the studio, and that what could be better than that? Actually, in this day and age, we need more of those. And actually, for that matter, we have not only Mark Gasparo, but Mark brought Margie Russomanno with him, and she's going to be singing an original song that the two of them wrote. And so I'm looking forward to that as well, because these are people that are creating music. We're creating business. We're creating good things for the planet, and we're creating good feelings today when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, and I am sure that at some point on this show over the 5 years we've been doing it, that I have talked about this before. But I think it's not only worth talking about it now, especially because of who our guest is and what he and his company are doing. I think it's important to talk about many times. I've forgotten about it until I was looking at what our guest is really out there doing with his company. So this is what I'd forgotten about. That years and years ago, when I was a very young, impressionable young man, I went to the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., and I was so excited to be there. I was expecting to learn a lot of things. I wasn't expecting to learn this kind of thing. What I learned, for example, was I got to see see that the world that was presented to us at one point might not have been the real world. And I'll give you one example of many that I discovered that day. One of them is that there was a commercial that they were actually showing. I'm really surprised that they were showing this, but on an old TV, there was a commercial that was playing, and the jingle behind it went, DDT is good for me. And it showed a dad spraying DDT on the grass of their lawn, and then on their children, as they ran through the spray of DDT. And I looked at that commercial, and it was one of those aha moments, like somebody knew this wasn't good for me. And if they didn't know, which I find it hard to believe, it's time we look at other things that people are saying is good for me that either they don't know or don't want us to know that it really isn't. So I really had to stop and think, especially today as I was going over all this material and excited about what our guest is doing with his business company with a purpose, and thinking, yeah, what else? What else are we believing? That really isn't good for us, and isn't it time we have a conversation about what really is?
Well, not only believing, but almost just tolerating. Everything's been hijacked by profit so much that I think people in general have kind of become complacent with just, oh, that's kind of the way it is. You know, they market the stuff, whether it's foods or all the chemicals, or that there isn't even an effort towards discernment as much as there should be. I mean, I know there's a quotient that's waking up, and that's why, you know, Dennis is here and why I'm excited about this conversation. But there needs to be so much more of it.
Yeah, and up until maybe recently, people that bring these kinds of things up are kind of annoying to the rest of the world. And come on, really? Like, that's bad for you too? Like, right. If it were bad for you, why would they make it? Well, I don't have the answer to that, but if it's bad for us, it's bad for us.
Well, and you know, that's the things when we're brought up as kids and things are advertised a certain way, with that type of a jingle, it's almost hard to believe that someone would do that. You kind of want to err on the side of believing that no one would ever do that to you, right? Like you were saying.
Yeah, there was a time when we were innocent that way. Yeah. Well, and that, I guess it would be nice to live like that, but it's not the way I want to live anymore. I'd like to believe that people...
We would have less of a reason to have this show.
Yeah. Well, good. Maybe someday this show, as it is, will be obsolete. But for the meantime, this is the conversation that we're having, and I'm glad we're having it with our guest, Dennis P. Calvert, who is president, chief executive officer, and chairman of the board of BioLargo. We're going to learn more about what that is as we speak to him. Welcome, Dennis, to the show.
Ah, thank you. Glad to be here.
So, what do you think about the jingle? DDT is good for me.
Boy. That's a tough jingle, isn't it? Yeah.
It's hard to swallow.
Yeah, it is.
These days especially. And especially with what you do.
Right. That's right. We're introducing new ways of thinking about disinfection and water treatment and how you manage food and agriculture. And, you know, all of those actually have a significant barrage of formulations and chemistry and, you know, to try and solve some of the problems that threaten business and crops and food safety and antibiotics. I mean, the list is kind of endless. And in fact, that's part of our mission, you know, is to introduce some all natural technologies that can help solve some of those big threats for the things that make our life good and do it in an all natural way, in a safer way. It's a big part of our mission.
Before we get into how this all started and the purpose and all that, I want to bring a big awareness to the fact that you are a businessman.
Sure.
And a big businessman. You've helped start a lot of companies. You've done takeovers.
A lot of finance and building businesses.
Right.
I call myself a serial entrepreneur, really.
Okay.
Learn, you know, really, which is part of life's journey, you know, the challenge to learn how to be very good, lots of practice. And in fact, I'm at a point in my personal career where I really do believe my gifts are particularly important for this stage of this business endeavor and what we're doing.
Right.
It takes all that journey to know, to have insight and confidence and knowledge and all of those things are required.
Which is exactly why I want to point to this and make a big point of it, is that you're a businessman building a business and you have shareholders,
investors.
Yeah. So for full disclosure, it's like this business is about making money.
Yeah.
And yet.
Well, and yet a purpose is their driver. I mean, you've got to marry them up. You know, I was trained as an economist, actually. Right. So when you think about purpose in a business, somehow it always comes back to you. How much capital? How do you provide a return to an investor? Still make a profitable business? What's a reasonable profit? But that doesn't mean you can't focus on things that are important for people, important for this world.
Hmm.
They both can come with a profit. And we believe that incentive.
Can we say that again, actually?
Sure, yeah. Oh, they can go together. Right. So important for people, important for our earth, you know, driving purpose and profit. In fact, one would argue, if as an economist, if I would put that hat back on, it's without the profit, you can't survive. So if you want to make a lasting impact for the next 100 years, or how about 200, right? Is that possible? Yeah, that's possible. You can build that kind of legacy. You can have an enterprise that can carry on a mission like that. But if you're not making money, that's never going to happen.
That's the current model, absolutely. And the current, but up until now, the model used to be not only making money, but at any cost.
No, so the balance is critical.
Already different.
Well, it's critical. Yeah, I mean that's, you know, in a personal perspective, you take on an endeavor like we have this, what we call a big challenge, right? It's a big challenge.
Cleaning up the world.
Making the world a better place.
From what you mentioned, it's multiple big challenges. Yeah. You know, there's an economy of scale in each one of those markets that you're addressing.
Incumbents, right.
Yeah.
I mean, our motto is we make life better, right? It's a big motto. You know, I remember sitting in a board meeting, one of our senior chairmen, one of our senior statesmen, he says, "Wow." And I said, "Right. We make life better. You know, that'll get you up in the morning and get you anxious to go to work." Mm. And then, of course, it's real, right? It's the things that we're doing are meaningful. They're going to have lasting impact to make this world a better place for people to live. That's worthy.
Yeah. Well, before we get into what exactly you are doing to make life better,
sure.
Let's talk about the person that actually started this with their scientific discoveries and all that. And actually, again, big point, this is we're going to be talking about a chemist. So it's still chemistry,
sure,
and it's still science, but it's also good for everybody. So,
well, sure, chemistry, of course, is the building blocks of life. I mean, come on. So chemistry is it's the harsh chemicals or the toxic chemicals or the concentrated chemicals that you worry about. It's not chemistry. It's the stuff that's not so good for people and the earth. That's what you worry about. But chemistry, you know, is the building blocks of life. There's no question. So the idea that you could come in and sort of look at hard science and then attach purpose, you know, that's a meaningful thing. So sure, your question is how did the person is
Kenneth
Ray Code, right? Okay. He's from Edmonton, actually, and so the story we met started business together in about 2007, and when I met Ken, he told me really his life's journey. And he says, you know, I feel like I'm not really even the inventor. He said, these opportunities, this important thing, this discovery, is right in front of my eyes. And really, at some level, a gift to do something very special with. Mm. And so that began his journey. And it started with his father had a stroke and became confined to a wheelchair and a bed in a nursing home. Mm. And he was fearful of the potential risk of an infection, what they call a nosocomial infection, you know, things like MRSA and staph that are so common in the hospitals. Mm-hmm. And so it troubled him. And he said to himself, I want to find something to help keep him safe from those infections. And that began this journey, a journey of discovery and invention and building blocks and multiple routes and fingers that continue to expand. And so that goes back now almost 20 years. Right.
Wow.
So it really is a life's work. In fact, I had a meeting about to give you perspective with one of the, you know, part of our business model is to license and partner and figure out how to get this new way of thinking and new technology integrated along multiple markets.
And accepted, I'm sure.
Big challenge. Yeah. Adoption is really a critical challenge. Anyway, I had a major executive at a major company say to me, so let me get this right. You've got a guy who's been thinking about this for over 20 years. Mm. And I go, yeah, that's about right. I said, so that's 20 years of concentrated thought ahead of the curve, right? Mm. Ahead of the curve. And that's the kind of, that's the way it works. Mm. You know, this innovation it's not a moment. It's a moment of a spark, and then it takes on a life of its own.
An awakening almost.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable. And so for me personally, I feel so privileged. I love my work, love the business, love what we're doing. I get up every day recharged and ready to go, and even in the face of daunting challenges. But to know that, like we say, we have a chance to make life better and make profit for our shareholders and all that's pretty motivating. So
wow. So life changes created some life changes, and
doesn't it? Isn't that
your
the way it
life
works?
Changes and now you're out there changing the world.
Why do we do what we do, right?
Indeed.
It's a good, powerful moment to focus. So
yeah. This is a beautiful thing. When we come back, we'll actually talk about what these whiz bang overnight success things that have taken almost 30 years now, yeah, exactly. Probably,
right.
To come to the fold. And it's taken that long because the right people had to be aligned and
right time.
Yeah.
And forces beyond your control, all of the above.
Right. So, well, the forces are with us. And when we come back, we'll talk about these ideas and actually how they are already in practice. When we come back with our guest, Dennis P. Calvert.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, and this show is already going way too fast for me. There's so much information I would love to impart. The little that I know already is more than we can talk about on the show. And pretty soon it's going to be time for Mark Gasbaro and his beautiful music. But before that, what are we talking about? What kind of products?
Technology, sure.
Yeah, technology. Good word.
Yeah. Yeah, technology turns into products, right? That's the concept.
Okay.
So we're a company that's focused on iodine, the all-natural element iodine.
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 Like what we used to put on our, no, that was mercury or something when we were kids.
Well, that's right. So that's a common thing. When people say the word iodine, they think of the brown staining liquid that burned that your grandmother used to put on your cutney.
Yeah, or not mercuricome.
Mercuricome. Yeah, sure. Yeah,
was that iodine?
That was the red one.
No, but
That's what we think of.
Similar stuff, right?
Okay.
Yeah, right. So what we've done is we've made a series of discoveries, our inventor did, that you could deliver iodine without all the good stuff, without all the negatives. That's the basic concept. And what's interesting is if you look at the nature of iodine, and you sort of peel the onion on what it is, where it comes from, what you use it for, it makes a lot of sense. And that's where we kind of look to nature, because there's this natural cycle that points the direction for BioLargo. Okay, so let me give you a quick summary. Iodine is an all-natural element. It's technically a gas. It's also found in this raw form, which is like a little metallic dirt, right? Mm. Right? And in the ocean, it's the most common resource, the most highly concentrated area is the ocean itself.
Yeah.
Yep, and it's stored in the form of what's called an iodate. Iodate is a fully hydrated version. And so I don't want to get too technical, but the simple version is as it gets energy through its reaction with phytoplankton and algae, it becomes an iodide, and then it gets evaporated in the marine cycle. And as the iodide ends up in the rain clouds, the UV rays actually react with it and convert it to an iodine.
Wow.
Right.
You'd think somebody thought this through.
It's amazing, isn't it?
For 20 years.
That's the natural
nature,
cycle.
Yeah.
Right. So most common is the ocean. So if you think about it, you say, well, what's it for? Well, it's the most potent, broadest spectrum disinfectant known to the world.
Wow.
It's part of the natural water cycle. So what does it do? Well, when it gets up in the rain clouds and it activates, it disinfects the rain so that it can rain back on the earth.
Wow.
That's the natural cycle of iodine.
Wow.
It's also, so that's the broadest spectrum, most potent disinfectant. It's also an essential nutrient.
For our bodies.
You can't live without it.
Mm.
Right? So when in that rain cycle, it goes into the plants and the soil. It gets the plants get eaten by animals. It ends up back in the ocean eventually, right? That's a natural cycle. So the discovery, our discovery, is that that molecule, that I2 molecule, can do a host of things that no one ever knew were possible. And, of course, disinfection. That's pretty obvious. But what we've done is we focus on sort of capturing its mechanics, what it can do, and leveraging it for a very low dose and yet effective disinfection and odor control and as antifungal, antiviral. And we do it at such low levels that it's safe. And we use the all-natural I2 molecule. And then in water treatment, which is where our most recent showcases are being highlighted, we've made this discovery that we could essentially amplify its oxidation potential. Amplify, that's a big word, right? Meaning we can raise its oxidation potential. So remember your high school chemistry.
No.
Okay, real simple. Oxidation. That's how salt air rusts an anchor. That's a form of oxidation. Or how fire burns a piece of wood. Okay, that's advanced oxidation.
Okay.
So iodine is the most potent, broadest spectrum. So what we figured out how to do is combine that with advanced filtration, raise its oxidation potential so that it creates this highly efficient, very low energy, chemistry conserving technology that allows you to run water through a filter and take out pharmaceutical byproducts and solvents and acids and ammonias and all, and of course, disinfect E. coli and bacteria and, you know, all these things that are dangerous for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so the significance is not that it works, but it works so well that it becomes a contender, if you will, economic contender with every known water treatment technology that's known to current industry in the world.
Now, some of the water treatment technologies of today, I imagine, leave behind
residuals
sure. of their own.
Well,
right?
Chlorine's a big one. And that chlorine.
Oh, right. Chlorine.
Yeah, so this is an interesting, it's a good conversation. You know, I always, and again, I have a pragmatic perspective. There are certain places all over the world where people are dying of cholera.
Mm-hmm.
Chlorine's not that bad.
Mm.
Right? So when you point to chlorine, the first thing to remember is it really made a huge impact in the world, raised the standard of living. The problem is, we use so much dadgum of it. So there's such a high volume.
High concentration, yeah.
And then it permeates the system. In fact, there's a whole body of research, which, you know, we're really not focused on nutrition. We're focused on disinfection, odor control, and these industrial applications that can impact our world. But, you know, when you really peel that and you look at chlorine as a common use of disinfection in water, for example, there's a lot of research that points that when you uptake chlorine in the body, it actually blocks the body's ability to uptake iodine. Well, iodine is an essential nutrient.
Wow.
So there's this whole body of research that's becoming more and more common and prevalent, really, because if you go back to sort of the industrial history and you look at iodine, where did that iodine that your grandmother used to put on your knee go?
Yeah, we don't use it anymore, do we?
Right. Where did it go? Right. So, well, here's the answer. The answer is that a lot of alternatives came up that maybe were faster. And so that's an interesting, is faster better?
Mm.
It's an interesting question
because
fast often causes microbial resistance.
Mm.
Bugs mutate. And so there's this nice argument for iodine as the gold standard because it's bigger molecule, it's a little slower, but highly effective at practicing advanced oxidation and keeping bugs from mutating. In fact, there's no known acquired resistance capability for the killing power of iodine.
Wow.
All right. So chlorine got us this big inroads. It became a panacea for industry and it got all the money. It got all the money for research and advancement. And iodine, because of its perceived toxicity and staining from the old iodine, it kind of fell out of favor. In fact, at one point 30 years ago, there was some research that researchers published that had this long-term chronic dietary exposure risk that was actually wrong. It's really interesting. So the machine, the economic machine and corporate machine, really drove these alternatives for years and years. So for us, you think about that. So for this 30 years in which the focus was elsewhere, and in comes the BioLargo company you may not have heard of yet, right? And we've got 20 plus years of concentrated attention on extracting the best from this all natural molecule that cleanses the rain, that cleans our earth and feeds our crops. I mean, it's so simple, and it was right here. So most of our discoveries are about how to capture the good, make sure it's non-toxic, non-staining, and deliver it to do some purposeful work. And, of course, find out the economic matrix that can make it competitive and, you know, all those things that make it work commercially. So it's a fascinating journey.
You could add, we give hope to your mission.
Yeah, you're unwinding years of chemical innovation.
in a way,
right? And, you know, some of the things you were talking about, it amazes me that you know, that machine goes after a solution or creates a product, and there isn't enough energy put on, or there isn't enough profit driving the intent of determining what are the ancillary, you know, effects. You know, what else does that, is that chemical going to do, or what happens when it stays in the water supply? Or a lot of these chemicals remain after the filtration, right?
So that's man-made organic molecules are just incredibly difficult to manage, and that's one of the big opportunities where we see a chance to make a difference. You know, it's because our system can dismantle them through oxidation very rapidly and cost effectively. Yeah, I mean, it's led to a series of opportunities, but even at the basic level of healthcare, you know, where we have a division of our business focused on advanced wound care, and you know, in that marketplace, you'll say iodine. So I already know about iodine. There's nothing new. It's sort of that mindset. Well, that's a big issue for us. I mean, that's hard to overcome. You're like, well, wait a minute. There's a lot new.
I would imagine there's a lot for you all to overcome because there's a well-established industry. Mark said unwinding innovation, and I think maybe we put innovation in quotes because
Innovation, you know, it starts with a purpose. You know, there's a need somewhere, right? So that's where it starts. But then it's more, more than that. It takes more than a bright idea. I mean, this, you know, adoption and penetration through existing supply chain and regulatory barriers and capital barriers, I mean, they're just endless. And so like this concept of good for people, good for earth, good for commerce even highlights that issue. It's like, for example, if you went to a marketplace, you say, look, I can save you money. You're going to get some adoption. So that's a good place to start. But it's going to take more than that. What else is in your arsenal of value propositions that can really drive innovation? And remember, especially if you're going through licensing or some sort of business where you want to partner with industry, you know, you're going to disrupt a market. And if you're going to disrupt a market, then you got to have early adopters. You got to be thinking way down the line because, I mean, these incumbents will beat you with price and distribution and all these things that keep you from having an overnight success. It just doesn't really happen. It really doesn't happen. So
I'm all smiles because I also know that this is a breakthrough year for you all. Yeah. Talk about overnight success, that you've gotten some attention.
Yeah.
And with that comes money and other possibilities. And so
the world expands, rapidly.
Yeah.
And so, we are at that sort of, I always say it's, if you think about that sort of the flywheel, we're at that point where the flywheel's starting to turn on its own. Mm. You know, we're out there pushing and grinding, and now all of a sudden, you know, the brakes, whatever that, brakes are a funny word, but there's
validation
lots of,
and
there's so much.
Yeah.
You know, for years people would say, you know, this is what we've got. And they say, oh, there's nothing new, and who cares?
Mm.
You say, well, wait a minute. Whoa.
You should care.
There's something better.
Right.
You just didn't know how to do it.
And so if you haven't heard of BioLargo up until now, well, you've heard it here, and you can go to BioLargo.com, and that's BioLargo.com, BioLargo.com. And this conversation is important not just because there is one company out there that's doing it. There are many in different fields.
Yes.
And just this weekend, I had a conversation with a scientist that said the world was going to hell in a handbasket. And he doesn't know about some of these things because of where he's focused. This isn't his world because he's focused on maybe the old. But the new has this kind of information coming forth. And you've heard it here at lifechangesshow.com. We'll be right back with more of our guests, Dennis P. Calvert, and also Mark Gasparo and his guest, Margie Russomanno, when we come back right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. Today, our guest has been and continues to be Dennis P. Calvert, who is president, chairman, and chief executive officer of BioLargo. This conversation has been interesting, and I kind of want to bring it home because I literally want to bring it home. I want to say, are you going to have a product that we could spray on our counters and we can put on? I mean, I know that's not where you're focused, but is that going to happen?
Yes. Well, I think it will, actually. Yes,
oh, okay.
I do believe so. We've got some products that have gone commercial. We've got a series of consumer products. First entry was in the pet industry for odor control. There's there's also a role for liquid disinfectants. We're currently selling to the United States military, and they use it in the surgical hospitals for controlling body fluids, absorption and disinfection and odor control.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a whole series of things that eventually find their way to market. We have a product for odor for artificial turf, which is a whole funny little world. Well, I mean, really, it's very interesting.
That to be a market.
Interesting. Yeah. And then we have new technology. About 3 years ago, we were recruited into a research project in Canada with the University of Alberta. And so we've surrounded our company with PhDs and leading scientists from industry and science, from academia.
Mm-hmm.
And we're publishing and we're writing patents. And the rate, I always say the rate of discovery, the advancement of the rate of discovery, because that's a curve, right, is heating up for BioLargo. You know, we call it an AOS filter. That's the water treatment filter. It represents a technical breakthrough and a step forward in science. It's a discovery about how you can essentially extract the best, highest level of oxidation potential in a device that is dramatically improved over the current status quo. Not just a little better. One of our claims, we have three claims that are pretty dramatic. We say 100 times more effective, which I got to describe, 1/20th the cost and about 10 times faster. Wow. Well, that's a mouthful, okay? But it's backed up by data and science at the University of Alberta. So when we tell you 100 times more effective, we did a study where we took a sample of salmonella. Now, everybody knows what salmonella is. So how does this come home? Well, salmonella is food, you know, causes food poisoning, right? Mm-hmm. Chicken, probably. So we did a study where we took 10 million salmonella cells and we got a total colony kill greater than 7 logs, by the way. 7 logs means they're dead. simple terms.
Okay.
Yeah. Seven logs. 99.99999.
I was just going to ask if it was five nines.
Seven nines. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Seven. 99 point. And five more.
Gotcha.
And that kill rate is unprecedented. So, in fact, the researchers said that's an unprecedented level of disinfection. And the implications for science, for an industry, means that then you can go into all these things that are done to keep our food safe, and you can really raise the bar in a cost-effective way using this all-natural chemistry. And the discovery of the rate of that oxidation, the fact that we can amplify it in such a cost-effective way, represents a scientific advancement. It's the stuff of patents. It's the stuff of new invention. It's got legs all over every industry. You know, eventually we think you'll see it in your home. You will take filters and we'll make them able to remove pharmaceutical byproducts from drinking water.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
That's
easily.
A big deal.
We think you'll see it in oil and gas where they're treating water, you know, that's fracking and all that stuff we all hear about, and make that water easily recyclable. Because we can take benzenes out of water.
Fantastic.
All right. There's this massive water bond in California where they're working on storm drain runoff and municipal water systems. And our systems have a role to play, if you will, in all of those applications. So there's a definite role where you'll see it come home. And then, of course, in wound care, about five over the years, we've sponsored mostly missionaries, actually, because we were not quite ready for the prime time yet. Mm. We've got some work to do to get through the FDA. It's expensive. It's time consuming. And so we started really donating to medical providers doing mission work. And the reason we can do that is because the medical providers, they decide what they're going to do with it.
Hmm. Interesting.
And we have really astounding stories that come out of that. And the impact around the globe is quite special at chronic infections, root canals, infected eyes, you know, things that were killing people, bottom line. And so it's funny because I had a meeting about 3 months ago with one of these missionaries and said, well, you have no idea the impact you're already having. And so, you know, those moments help you refocus on what it is you're doing. And you say, you know, we're just scratching the surface, really, because you still got to muscle up to get through all these commercial and regulatory barriers. But anyway, the answer is, yeah. And by the way, and we haven't even touched crops and crop science and pest control and there's just an army of opportunity.
It really is limitless.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in each of those situations, I always go back to that same, the business case argument is the issue. How much, how fast, what are the residuals, is it safe, what are the regulatory barriers, how do you change the way it's done, right? But what happens is eventually people get kind of fed up with pesticides that cause microbial resistance. So that's a bad one. Right? That means the bugs are mutating about every 6 months.
Every 6 months?
Oh, well, you know, they reproduce in seconds.
Oh.
Right? Seconds. So, right.
So microbial that's many life. Generations for them, 6 months.
So what happens is when these some systems come to market, they say, you know, I've got to handle it fast. I've got to handle it with potent. I've got to come in with an atom bomb, essentially, figuratively. Atom bomb for a disinfectant. You say, whoa, slow down. Nature showed us the way. Iodine is the molecule that's rained on our soil for a reason. Big molecule, stable, gentle, a nutrient, and yet incredibly potent as a disinfectant, right? So we come in and we say, you know, one of the words our inventor always speaks to is this concept of what's called normalization. Create an environment in which the bad ones, the mutants, can be killed and the good ones can stay behind. You can't wipe out all microbial life. It's part of life. We need it.
That was going to be my question, because I know that there's a whole awakening science to our human system and the microbes that we are.
Well,
and so I was curious as to how.
Well, think about iodine. You know, there's a disease called iodine deficiency disorder, IDD. And iodine deficiency disorder touches 2 billion people worldwide. 2 billion.
Wow.
2 billion. What it is that it's lack of sufficient iodine in their dietary intake. And so it concentrates in the thyroid. It's part of normal brain function. It's on the top 10 list at the World Health Organization. And what they speak to is the concept that where there's malnourished nations, that means they're typically not getting enough iodine. Of course, they're not getting enough food, much less iodine. But what happens is it's the number one cause of impaired cognitive development in the world.
Wow.
2 billion people. And so you say, my goodness, if you could harness, right, that all natural element, then that's, you know, it goes back to what we're doing.
You can and you are.
Just got to get adoption, stay alive long enough to see it happen, right?
Well, as we were saying, this is a breakout year, so it's happening, right?
Yeah, the validations are so substantial. We invested in, you know, we spent years getting ourselves in a position where we had experts who help us validate the science behind our claims to a level that's beyond refute. And, you know, in a science thing, a science business, that's about as good as it gets. Mm. So from there, make some wise choices, get your right partners, don't do bad deals, you know, get it in a position where it has legs to grow. And legs to grow is a combination. It has to be all those things. It has to drive the economics, has to drive the regulatory, has to be good and safe and have a long-lasting tenure so people can invest capital, right? And so we think all of those are crescendoing for us, and it's not been fast, and nor are we done. You know, we've arrived? No. We're arriving, and we're arriving with something that's very special. And so, you know, the passion of it all is just, it's contagious.
Well, obviously, Kenneth Code, as a chemist, needed a businessman.
Yeah. Yeah. And takes an army.
20 years later, enter Dennis Calvert.
Yeah. And organizing people. Yeah. Well, and people, you know, it's all, at the end of the day, we have a family, we have lives, you know, this, you have to do all that. Mm-hmm. And then you have shareholders, you know, make that working. So it's a lot, but yeah. And we pick our people very carefully. We want people of integrity. We want people that can share that passion and that drives an enterprise, the culture of a business, and embracing the idea of innovation. You know, people use the word innovation a lot, but they don't know what it really means. And what it often means is the guts to take risk in the face of opposition. Mm. Because that is, most people can't face that opposition. We face it every day. We're selling against the incumbent and against the system. And we're finding our way through in little ways that become big ways over an extended period of time. So
we have 1 minute left, but I wanted to, you talked about the triangulation when we were talking earlier. Yeah. Could you just mention what that was about?
Well, sure. Powerful. Yeah. So the concept, you know, of sustainability, it's widely, you know, corporations embrace it, the words, very readily. Taking action, a little trickier, a little tricky, and for good reasons. You know, they've got bills to pay. They've got existing supply chains and brands and demand and all these things they're managing. So why the shift? And the answer, I think, many people agree, it requires the intersection of those three. It's good for people. It's good for Earth, meaning as sustainable as possible. But at the end of the day, it also has to drive money. It has to drive this profit and sales thing that drives the economy and drives investment, because all of it requires capital. And so that's my capitalist, you know, economic side that comes out.
We'll give you that.
Yeah. Well, you can't run from it, right? So you want to come in and say, I can do all that. We want to absolutely make this world a better place. And yes, we're going to drive profits, and we're not ashamed of that. And by the way, everything we've got is so good for people. It's just amazing. So
win-win-win.
Yes. Thank you. Dennis Calvert and biolargo.com, biolargo.com. It's a pleasure to have you here.
My pleasure.
It really is. And to share this kind of information. And we look forward to, as your company grows, to be able to share the good news.
We'll look back and say, wow, remember when?
Remember when. Absolutely. It's really and great. Look at the world as a better place.
We'll be doing much more together.
I'm sure. I'd love to. That'd be great. Well, thank you.
And when we come back, Mark Gasparo and his music, and he's got a surprise for us, and it's named Margie Russomanno. But when right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com,
and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I feel we are changed. I feel it.
I feel decontaminated.
I feel clean. Okay, well,
iodized.
With that, let's continue to lift the energy here with our guest, who is a pianist, a composer, an arranger, an orchestrator, a producer, and a really great guy, Mark Gasparo. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Thank you, Filippo. Very pleased to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
You know, I have to tell on myself. The last time you were here with Enlightenment Music Series,
right.
And you were playing classical music, and I know
you do
a lot of classical music.
That's right, too. Yeah.
And then I came into the studio, you were here before me already working with Brent, and you were playing this awesome, I don't know what to call it. It was like
something completely different.
Completely different. And I thought, oh no, I didn't do it too. Did I just put him in a box expecting it was going to be classical?
Surprise.
Do you forgive me?
Oh, there's nothing to forgive.
Yes, but we...
It comes with the turf, you know.
Well, but we of all people, we ought not need to do that anymore.
Yeah.
We allow for all of our expansive possibilities.
Oh, well said, yeah.
Yeah, which is Largo, by
Largo,
the way.
Largo,
expansive. By Largo.
You can say Filippo's just a host.
What's that?
So you can say Filippo's just a host.
Yeah.
No, but I sing too. Anyway, so with that, what are you going to blow us away with?
I'm going to play a tune of my own called Pastoral. Mm-hmm. It's from a CD project that's going to be released afresh in the next few weeks. But this is all sort of attending a concert that's coming up this Sunday, if I may be so bold as to jump into that. This is this piece will not be in the concert, but I'm playing with the Santa Clarita Philharmonic, which is a newly formed orchestra headed up by Dr. Mark Elfont. And we're giving their normal stock and trade is right straight out of the classical repertoire, Beethoven, etc. But this coming Sunday at 3:00 at Hart High Auditorium, it's a Pops concert.
Oh, and no, they're doing something different, too?
Yes.
What's the world coming to?
I know. See, no pigeonholes.
And they're going to actually do something really different, and they're going to play your music.
They're playing two of my arrangements. One of them is a Gershwin arrangement, of sort of a survey of all things Gershwin. I call it a Gershwin Rhapsody, playing Rhapsody in Blue. It's got quotes from Rhapsody in Blue and just about everything else Gershwin. It takes you through Gershwin in about 7 minutes, you know. And it's a piano feature. Yes, I'll be playing with the orchestra. And then I wrote another arrangement just for them called an American Medley. And it's sort of a survey of Americana. We go through, you know, folk music and ragtime and all kinds of things through the 19th century, early 20th century. And it should be a really fun concert.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's not the only thing we're going to talk about, but let's just start with that. And people can learn about that concert at SC, like Charlie, philharmonic.org.
That's right.
And you can learn about Mark Gasparo at markgasbarro.com. And we'll also tell more after this piece.
Okay, great. Here it comes. This is Pastoral. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I should mention, you can hear Mark play live at the Philharmonic this coming, Santa Clarita Philharmonic this coming Sunday, scphilharmonic.org. But I have to say, you have probably heard Mark play if you've watched any of these movies, Star Trek, Jupiter Ascending, Pixar films like Up, Cars 2, Ratatouille, The Incredibles, Mission Impossible, I could go on. If you watch the Academy Awards, you heard Mark Gasparro play. I mean, it's really incredible. And you've played all over the world in major concert halls. How can you stand yourself?
Well, I use a tincture of iodine.
And it heals everything.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all healed up. Yeah.
Well, you must have had some when you were born, actually, because, wow. All right. So then you're doing this other thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a whole new thing.
A whole new thing. And something. And now for something completely different. Let's call it Emerald with an E at the end.
Right.
EmeraldE.com. Yeah. This is a new band you've started.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. MRG and I have been writing songs together for a long time, and actually it's kind of, I guess, more her idea, but we just decided to take a bunch of our songs, put them together, release a CD, and form a band around it. It's called Emerald.
So you have more than one CD coming out. You have the one that's you.
Right. And that Pastoral, that tune I just played, is on that
is CD. On that CD.
That CD is called As Night Falls.
As Night Falls?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's at markgasbarro.com, GASBARRO.com. Mm-hmm. But it'll be on iTunes and all of
the, it'll be everywhere that you can find it. Yeah.
Okay. So, and then Emerald, M E. How do you spell Emerald? EmeraldE.com is where you can find the new CD that's coming up. What's that one called?
It's called Wind and Shadows.
Wind and Shadows.
Well said. Oh, wait a minute.
I think it's...
Do that again. That was good.
You like that? All right. So actually, you two will be playing live March 17th at Vitello's.
That's right.
And so people can learn about that. Is that going to be on your website?
It's on the Emerald website.
On the Emerald website.
Emerald.com.
Okay. Emerald with an E.com.
Emerald with an E.com.
So, and now, young lady, what's your story? Margie Rusmano, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You were a surprise. To me.
A surprise?
To me. I don't know. Maybe your parents, too.
To yeah. That for sure. Well, I'm happy to be here with Mark. It was a surprise to me, too, to be invited. I'm glad, though.
Well, we're glad, too. Actually, why don't we just go right into it? Let's make sure we have time for the song. What are we going to hear, Mark?
This is a tune off the CD called Spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here we have Mark.
This is the story of Penelope. The bourgeois claim that she's a poor enfant terrible and a fool. She has broken every rule. She's a misanthrope, that she's no good, but she's just misunderstood. Folks say that she's nothing but trouble, though she presents a nightmare, completely lacking savoir-faire. Her behavior Cassia's immature, but it's because she's insecure. She overcompensates for shyness, not a true provocateur. She's just spontaneous, excess of joie de vivre. Je ne sais quoi, it must be je le suis. She's just spontaneous, a careless sailor fee. She meant no harm, she's just a child. And though she seems a little wild, a toy to force with a sweet smile, she's just spontaneous. Melange of wholesomeness, judiciousness, a spun like cotton candy sweet. And there she stood, artless finesse, with a fluttering light beau geste, a charming little ingenue amidst affronted accents. I never meant to be a nuisance, that's something I would never do. A sudden case of Fultimia, along with day-to-day ennui. I'm simply trying to make do. My life's an open book to read. I'm Sam of Bellevue. I'm just spontaneous, excess of joie de vivre. Je ne sais quoi, it must be je le suis. She's just spontaneous, a careless sailor fee. She meant no harm, she's just a child. And though she seems a little wild, a toy to force with a sweet smile, she's just spontaneous. She dances in the rain, picks wildflowers on the mountain, runs barefoot through the fields, and she frolics in a fountain. Doesn't mean to cause such mischief, she's just led by what she feels. A cherubic bon vivant, a pink catastrophe on wheels. She's just spontaneous, excess de joie de vie. Je ne sais quoi, it must be je vous prie. She's just spontaneous, a careless sailor fee. She meant no harm, she's just a child. And though she seems a little wild, a toy de force with a sweet smile, she is just spontaneous, excess of joie de vie. Je ne sais quoi, it must be je le suis. She's just spontaneous, a careless sailor fee. Being impulsive's just a flaw. She hasn't broken any law. La jeunesse dose bon, ever fair so little. She's just spontaneous. Oh, she's just spontaneous. She'll steal your heart. She meant no harm, she's just a child. And though she seems a little wild, a toy to force with a sweet smile, she's just spontaneous.
I wish our audience could see how much these two love what they do.
Oh, that man. Was awesome. Well, I was just thinking, we're going to need a Paul Schaefer. What do you think, Mark?
I'll get some wacky jackets.
Man, that was fun. Thank you. Thank you both so much.
That was fun. I think it was fun, too.
when Mark said, you know, we should do a shout-out to Terry, right?
Oh, yeah. Terry Collier.
Terry Collier. Yeah. When she said, you know, Mark wants to come back on the show, and then when we finally got it going on, and Mark wrote me and said, we're going to have fun. Well, that was an understatement. So we did. And it's now we have to say goodbye. And that feels so wrong because I'm just spontaneous.
More spontaneity.
with that, I got to run, but I have to say thank you to all of you, Dennis Calvert and Mark Osbaro and Margie Rusmano. And I want to say happy 30th anniversary to our engineer, Brent Hahn, and his wife, Kim Hahn. And Mark Legere and I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.